Shattered by Dick Francis. Read by Tony Britton. Chapter 1. Four of us drove together to Cheltenham Races on the day that Martin Stukeley died there from a fall in a steeplechase. It was the 31st of December, the eve of the year 2000, a cold midwinter morning, the world approaching the threshold of the future. Martin himself, taking his place behind the steering wheel of his BMW, set off before noon without premonition. Collecting his three passengers from their Cotswold Hills bases on his way to his afternoon's work. A jockey of renown, he had confidence and a steady heart. By the time he reached my sprawling house on the hillside above the elongated, tourist-attracting village of Broadway, the air in his spacious car swirled richly full of smoke from his favourite cigar, the Monte Cristo No. 2, his substitute for eating. At 34 he was spending longer and longer in a sauna each day, but was, all the same, gradually losing the metabolic battle against weight. Genes had given him a well-balanced frame in general, and an Italian mother in particular had passed on a love of cooking and vivacity. He quarrelled incessantly with Bonbon, his rich, plump and talkative wife, and on the whole ignored his four small children, often frowning as he looked at them as if not sure exactly who they were. Nevertheless, his skill and courage and rapport with horses took him, as often as always, into the winner's enclosure, and he drove to Cheltenham calmly discussing his mount's chances that afternoon. In too far...